Meteorologist Ed Kieser says it's going to be mostly sunny but cold today. High of only 32. He'll be along with the weekend weather outlook in 5 minutes following AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bosser.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich was selective in restoring money to the state's budget on Thursday. Sean Crawford has details.
The governor agreed to a funding plan for substance abuse treatment centers, Department of Children and Family Services frontline staff, and Chicago Mass Transit. Blagojevich also approved funding to keep state parks open, although his office says the future of those parks is still uncertain. The governor rejected putting money back that would prevent the shutdown of several historic sites later this month. The General Assembly had sent the governor a measure that tapped special accounts to the amount of over $200 million, money that was earmarked to restore his earlier budget cuts. But Blagojevich waited weeks to act, and when he slashed about a quarter of the total, he chose to do so only minutes after lawmakers adjourned their fall session. The governor also took aim at his political rivals, including the Secretary of State, Attorney General, Lieutenant Governor, and Treasurer, taking out money the legislature had approved to prevent layoffs in those offices. In a statement he released, Blagojevich says a worsening economy was part of his decision to hold back restoring all of the money. I'm Sean Crawford.
Attorney General Lisa Madigan says legislation approved yesterday can create thousands of jobs in Illinois and make the state a leader on the environment. The measure would help develop two clean coal projects, including a $2.5 billion plant proposed for Taylorville. The Taylorville plant would capture half the pollution normally released by burning coal. The legislation also would require more power companies to meet the state goal of getting 25% of energy from renewable sources by the year 2025. Madigan helped negotiate the measure, which is supported by both utilities and some environmental groups. The Sierra Club is neutral, however. It says the legislation contains many good measures, but it's built around an experimental new technology. Champaign's county board voted 22-4 last night to borrow against the next year's property taxes to help the county nursing home into 2009. Board members approved a $780,000 tax anticipation warrant for the nursing home. Commerce Bank will lend the money to the nursing home at 3.2% interest. The money will be paid back by revenue from the nursing home property tax due to arrive next year. County Board Member Alan Nuto, who also serves on the nursing home board, says he hopes this home's finances will continue to improve under the management of Management Performance Associates. Until then, he says the tax anticipation warrant is their only option.
The county board will no longer give any more money to the nursing home through general revenues. The thought of a referendum is dead. There's no chance of it will pass in today's economy. And so we have to be realistic about what we need to do to keep this thing running until we get MPA's professionalism and expertise up to a point where it's cash flowing.
Opponents of the move say the nursing home is in effect using next month's paycheck to pay this month's bills with no guarantees for the future. The county board did not vote on a measure on Andrew Buffenbarger's appointment as nursing home administrator. Chairman Pius Weibel brought up the measure on behalf of county board Democrats who oppose Buffenbarger, but a legal opinion from the county state's attorney told board members they did not have standing to potentially remove Buffenbarger because he now worked for MPA, not the county. A state appeals court has ruled Governor Rob Blagojevich must provide the Better Government Association with copies of the subpoenas his administration received from federal investigators. The decision by the Illinois Appellate Court for the 4th District, handed down in Springfield Wednesday, affirmed a lower court's ruling. That ruling said the governor couldn't refuse to comply with Freedom of Information requests from the BGA for the subpoenas. A federal investigation of Blagojevich's administration has resulted in corruption indictments against members of the governor's inner circle, but the governor has thus far turned over just two subpoenas. No unreturned messages left with the governor's press offices in Chicago and Springfield. Illinois' unemployment rate now stands at 7.3%. That's higher than the national average at a 2% point jump in the last year. Chicago resident Aboyre Terry was laid off in August. He says he sent out hundreds of resumes looking for a job.
It's tough. Still have to pay my rent, still got to eat, still got to get gas. And I have a background in business. I have a degree in business, but it's not a lot of job opportunities.
October marked the fifth straight month of job loss in Illinois. The biggest drops came in the state's construction and financial sectors. Former 1960s radical William Ayers says his past relationship with President-elect Barack Obama was often exaggerated during Obama's bid for the White House. Ayers, a University of Illinois at Chicago professor, addressed students at Monmouth College yesterday. He says references to him as a terrorist bothered him. Obama was scrutinized for his ties to Ayers, who was a founder of the Radical Weather Underground and once served on a school reform board with the president-elect. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 with headlines at 7:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA store in Rantoul and Catlin, and Jerry's IGA in Hoopston and the Round Barn Center in Champaign. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
At 6:35, meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us with an in-depth look at the weather on Stan Musial's 88th birthday, Ed.
Well, happy birthday to him. We wished happy birthday to Bob Feller a couple weeks ago, and Stan's younger.
Stan the man.
By a couple years. But, boy, Bob Feller and Stan Musial, those are two all-time great baseball players.
Yep. Absolutely. Well, it is freezing outside. That's all I'm going to say. It's just freezing.
Well, we told you yesterday morning. Yeah, I remember you looking at the forecast and you said 17.